What is the 1888 message? Is it biblical? Appendix A, Chapter 2. Ellen White's endorsements of the 1888 view. The primacy of the Gospel Committee is initially concerned whether or not Scripture supports the 1888 views. However, since the spirit of prophecy is the lesser light, that directs us to the greater light. To see what Ellen White said about Wagoner's view may encourage us to view Bible teaching from a fresh perspective. When Jones and Wagoner, as editors of the Signs, began in the 1880s to publish a view of Galatians different from that of the Battle Creek Brethren, the latter were alarmed. Ellen White rebuked the two young men for not conferring first with church leadership, but when she later heard them in person, she thanked heaven for what they were saying. As the controversy escalated, in 1886 the General Conference president published a book that castigated Wagoner for overemphasizing the much-vaunted doctrine of justification by faith. Ellen White defended the latter's right to reply as publicly, and conceded that open discussion at the forthcoming session was inevitable. Ironically, we have Butler to thank for the Minneapolis message. It was when she heard Wagoner there that she responded with enthusiasm. Every fiber of my heart said amen, precious truths, that I could respond to with all my heart. The covenant's problem was closely related to the law in Galatians, because the function of the law spoken at Sinai was involved. Finally, in 1896 she spoke in favor of the Wagoner/Jones view. Still later she said, both laws were meant. However, she never endorsed the opposition view of the covenants, unless 2:19:04 statements do. Rather, she said the opposing brethren were wasting their time. Her position in Patriarchs and Prophets was so much in harmony with the Jones/Wagoner view that when E.P. Dexter, writing from the Kansas Tract Society in 1891, politely questioned her if she really meant what she wrote there, as it is substantially the position taken by Bro. A. T. Jones at the Minister's Institute, Battle Creek, 1888-89. A want of harmony was exposed in the 1890 lessons in Patriarchs and Prophets she had labeled as the terms of the Old Covenant, the Obey and Live philosophy so popular among Adventists then and now. The wording of Ellen White's 1890 endorsements is as follows. Since I made the statement last Sabbath that the view of the covenants, as it had been taught by Brother Wagoner, was truth, it seems that great relief has come to many minds. I thought it time to take my position, and I am glad that the Lord urged me to give the testimony that I did. Now I tell you here before God that the covenant question, as it has been presented, is the truth. It is the light. In clear lines it has been laid before me. And those that have been resisting the light, I ask you whether they have been working for God, or for the devil. It is the clear light of heaven, and it means much to us. Night before last, the Lord opened many things to my mind. It was plainly revealed what your influence, Uriah Smith, has been, what it was in Minneapolis. Ever since that meeting I have known that you were deceived and deceiving others, as did Korah, Dathan, and Abram. You have strengthened the hands and minds of such men as Larson, Porter, Dan Jones, Eldridge, and Morrison and Nicola, and a vast number through them. I'll quote you, and the enemy of righteousness looks unpleased. Consider how many joined Korah, Dathan, and Abram, men of renown in the tribes of Israel. Night before last I was shown that evidences in regard to the covenants were clear and convincing. Yourself, Brother Dan Jones, Brother Porter, and others are spending your investigative powers for not to produce a position on the covenants to vary from the position that Brother Wagoner has presented. The covenant question is a clear question and would be received by every candid, unprejudiced mind, but I was brought where the Lord gave me an insight into this matter. You have turned from plain light because you were afraid that the law question in Galatians would have to be accepted. I told them yesterday that the position of the covenants I believed as presented in my Volume 1, Patriarchs and Prophets, if that was Dr. Wagoner's position, then he had the truth.